Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What is wrong with Kamala Harris? Oh, I don't need an answer to that question. I know what's wrong with her. She slept her way to the top. She has no real expertise. She used her womanly wiles to get men of power to put her into a position of power. And now she sits in yet another unqualified position, embarrassing this nation. She is the latest superhero for the Democrats. I call her the cackler. Kevin Jackson, you are listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. What a piece of work. Sister Girl is a laughing stock. Seriously, a laughing stock. Whenever Kamala Harris is hit with a serious question, she laughs. And we've got multiple clips that I'll play for you to show you what I'm talking about. Now, let's talk about the pathology of this. You know, you would think, well, she's trying to just make people believe that it's not that big of a deal. We're on top of it. Now, that's one way to look at it, if you're an idiot. And then there's the other way that tells you that Kamala Harris is so unprepared that it's what they call nervous laughter. I don't know of anybody who can laugh in the situations that if you came up to Kamala Harris and said, hey, I just found out I have stage 4 cancer. Yeah, I'm dying. I know, I heard you. Wow. What? Is this, look, if you voted, if you're one of the 2 or 3 million people who actually voted for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, why don't you just go kick your own butt? What part of this whole scheme do you think we don't understand? Let me tell you something. Kamala Harris was unpopular, and there's a reason. You're seeing it. She has no social skills. She laughs at the most awkward moments. Her body language, you can't teach her how to be a good public speaker, how to be a good, you know, how to have the right body. You can't teach it to her. I'm convinced of this. And yet, she's number two in line behind a geriatric clown who could die at any minute. And you know who's behind her, right? Nancy Pelosi. Probably the worst triumvirate of people who you could possibly put in charge of a nation. Bungling idiots and win-at-all-cost elitists who believe they should be setting the stage. I'm talking about Pelosi now. Who believes she knows more than you. She's better off. She structured this for where we are right now. Back to Kamala Harris. Serious questions make her cackle. By the way, what she wants to do is she wants you to believe that that she can infuse this sort of goodwill, that you'll see her as clever and funny, that it'll ease your way of viewing her as the skank that she is. I know people are going to get mad at me, but hey, if your vice president's a skank, she's a skank. And so she thinks that it'll soften the way. It was like Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton did the same thing. But Hillary's was contrived, and at least I'll give Hillary credit. She wouldn't laugh if there were 2 million people on the run from a war-torn country. She would have the sense not to do that. Kamala Harris doesn't. We'll get to that in a second. You know where it began, right? The border crisis. Kamala Harris decided she would cackle when she was asked, when are you going to go to the border? And here's the clip.
Into the border? Not today. But I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
So that was Kamala Harris' attempted humor. Not today. But, I mean, just as goofy as can be. And the most inappropriate time. Look, I get it. You want to be clever. You want to make a quip. Maybe you're at a comedy show and you want to, you know, the comic calls on you and do something kind of clever. But when you're asked about a crisis, a humanitarian crisis on both ends, people who want to get to freedom and, of course, people who say, look, get there legally. It's a crisis of on two fronts. And Kamala Harris, not today. You know, well, I mean, I'll get eventually. Yeah, you know, when I get it in my schedule, I mean, everything. I mean, I'm just still in the afterglow of the big cheat. You know what I mean? Y'all got to let me settle in a little bit. Let a girl get her room put together. You know what I'm saying? Put the makeup on and stuff. Get my nails did. I don't know what this woman was wanting to do. But the border crisis apparently wasn't serious enough. People, I mean, do you remember what was going on when she said this? Tens of thousands of people hitting our border. Because why? Joe Biden invited them. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris say, hey, listen, we're going to be taking over. Do what you need to do. Get here. We'll figure it out. And, oh, by the way, remember how they blame Trump? Oh, baby's being separated from the parents. This is horrible. Well, it was 10x the problem for them. But Kamala had better things to do. She had a mani-pedi and a bikini wax scheduled. What more? I mean, you seriously? You want me to go down? When do you want me to go to the board? Now, I wish she had gotten totally ethnic. What? Like what? 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 Like I don't have better things to do? I got a hair appointment. I got to get my nails done, girl. I got a man. I know I got a man, but I got somebody else on the side. I tell you what. You get back with me when you go. I tell you what. Why don't you go? Why shouldn't Kamala go stone up sister girl? Jungle on people. Because her answer was essentially the same. I got better things to do. I'll get there when I need to get there. I'm on my schedule. Y'all, look, I'm the vice president. Leave me alone. You know, she got what she wanted. You got to ask yourself this. Why did the Democrats pick her? Think about it. Why did they pick her? She was polling at 2%. When they decided she was going to be VP, she's from a state that the Democrats know they're going to carry, California. Unless the big cheat is in, why do you pick this incompetent woman? She didn't bring the black vote. They knew it. No polling suggested she could. Not today. You going to the border? Not today. Now, talk to me some food. I'm going to Mama Seafood. A Mama Soul Food restaurant first, book girlfriend. Wow. But it gets worse. There are other instances where Kamala Harris embarrasses herself, embarrasses the administration, and worse, embarrasses America. It's ugly. Anyway, we'll be back to talk more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo, I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Get ready to laugh. Live Music has put all your favorite hilarity together on one of Rory's DVDs. Hillary Clinton's 1,000 Uncomfortable Laughs. She may be behind in the polls, but that's not stopping her from yucking it up like there's a gas leak. No matter what the question,
why do you and the president have such a hyper-partisan view of politics?
This former first lady finds the funny. Hillary laughs like she's mentally Hillary.
Oh, my goodness. You can't help but laugh at these people. God, I have forgotten all the times Hillary did laugh, the uncomfortable laugh. But here's the thing. It's still not as bad as Sister Girl, queen of the Me Too movement, poster child for it, in fact, Kamala Harris. Oh, my goodness. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Kamala Harris dispatched to Poland in order to make sure that the people knew that we were supportive, that people in that region of the world knew that the United States have their back. Yeah, I'm sure they can have a lot of comfort in that these days, right? I talked about Kamala Harris and her uncomfortable laughs, and I'm telling you, if you cannot take somebody serious. Look, I'm all for laughter. You guys know me. I mean, I'm doing a comedy tour March 31st. It starts in Scottsdale, Arizona at Venue 8600. Me, Tim Wilkins, Brad Stein. We love to laugh. We love making people laugh. On this show, I crack up. I'm like a radio show. I remember people saying, radio, you don't laugh. You do it stoic. I'm like, I don't care how you do it. I'm going to do radio the way I would do it if we were having a conversation. If something you say is funny, I'm going to laugh. If I crack myself up, I'm going to laugh. But I tell you what, I do know when not to laugh. Like Kevin, we just found out that Raphael is dying from pancreatic cancer. I remember going, I don't think this is the time to laugh. And it's funny, you don't even have to think about it. Your immediate reaction to bad news is, oh man, I'm really sorry. I was talking to somebody the other day and they were like, yeah, I just met him. And they say, well, my father died a year ago. And you go, oh, I'm really sorry. I don't go, really? Oh my God, that's your father died a year ago. Oh my goodness. You know? That would be a little awkward. But that's what Kamala Harris does. The next one, Americans, I want you to understand what's going on. Joe Biden has screwed the pooch with Afghanistan. People are evacuating. It's a worse evacuation since Vietnam. And Kamala Harris gets asked about it as she's, you know, enjoying her life as vice president, gallivanting around, acting like she's relevant and that people give a crap about her. And here was her reaction. Welcome back, everybody. Now, she knows what this is about. It's been put into context. What is it you think about Americans, blah, blah, and she's already been briefed before she ever is going to take that walk. That's what a vice president is supposed to be. And she's like, hold on a minute. What, thousands of people stuck in Afghanistan running for their lives. Now, look, you can say, Kevin, you're over-dramatizing. Perhaps. I don't think so. I know this. I care about Americans. I know why I do. Because I remember somebody telling me how important being an American was, how important my passport was. And I never forgot it. And I thought to myself, this is a man telling me my passport is my protection. People know not to mess with America. Kamala Harris is laughing as people are running for their lives, being hunted down by the Taliban. And by the way, it hasn't gone away. People are still running for their lives in Afghanistan. But we've moved on. She would probably be laughing as people were fighting for their lives in Benghazi on 9/11. I do know this. She was laughing as Justice Kavanaugh was fighting for his political life over accusations by lying skanks, and he's trying to just do the best he can. He's got a track record that's second to none. I'm not defending the guy. He certainly hasn't been the justice I want him to be, but I defend him as a human being. You know what she and Cory Booker were doing? Laughing at the man. In his worst time of his life is this witch hunt that we know is a witch hunt, because guess what? So is Russia, so is Ukraine, so is global climate change, so is all the other things that we've talked about on this very program, witch hunts. And they go over there and they laugh. They laugh at the power they possess, the idea that I can ruin you. And you know what? It struck fear in you. Let me tell you something, Americans. I'm going to give you a little hint. Stop giving a crap. If you're good at what you do, do not fear the repercussions. And as conservative movement, I'm going to give us a little bit of advice. How about we start embracing the people that get doxed or cancel culture? How about we embrace them? How about we give these people a safe place to land, so when you get a person that says, I'm willing to sacrifice and let you know that Facebook is doing these nefarious things to you, you will accept them. And the reason why I'm talking about this is I talked with a guy named Ryan Hardick, who was a Facebook whistleblower. Let me just give you a little hint. Whistleblower, what does that conjure up for you? A negative, probably. Oh, man, he's a narc. For most people, a whistleblower is a narc. A whistleblower is somebody who recognizes that a corporation or a government is doing something against its people and blows the whistle. That is a service to you, a service to this nation. And we give whistleblowers nothing. Hardwick is trying to make a movie. He can't find anybody that wants to fund a movie where he breaks the story that Facebook is conspiring against us. It's insane. What the reason why I started the Flick Fest and started going after Hollywood is I'm asking myself, when are we going to start telling our stories? Oh, it seems like I'm taking a departure, but I'm not. I'm telling you that we have people who laugh at us in our most down period. There were people laughing at us and yucking it up as we were wearing masks and self-enslaving and self, you know, quarantining, giving up our livelihoods, being forced to teach our own kids that you get your paycheck back for teaching. I homeschooled for a year. My taxes still went to a bunch of ingrates that want nothing but money and to indoctrinate my kids. And I taught my son for a year and got nothing. I paid to teach my own kid. And so did you, if you have them. This is insanity. And you know what they're doing? They're laughing at us. Should be asking ourselves how a Hillary Clinton, you know, and these people, how they're allowed to just laugh in our faces, create the problems that they should be solving. But they create more problems, and then they ridicule us publicly and laugh at us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky will deliver a virtual address to the U.S. Congress on Wednesday, according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. They said the Congress remains unwavering in our commitment to supporting Ukraine as they face Putin's cruel and diabolical aggression and to passing legislation to cripple and isolate the Russian economy, as well as deliver humanitarian, security, and economic assistance to Ukraine.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell has announced that the Fed will be raising borrowing rates several times this year, starting on Wednesday with a quarter-point increase to its benchmark short-term rate. Policymakers will also discuss when and how fast to shrink the Fed's $9 trillion in bond holdings, a step that would also affect the tightening credit for consumers and businesses. Stay updated anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. China is now facing its worst COVID crisis since it started in early 2020, when the world first witnessed an entire population lockdown to contain the coronavirus in Wuhan and its surrounding province. 2 years later, it's sending tens of millions of people back into lockdown in the entire northeastern province of Jilin, where 24 million people live, and the southern cities of Shenzhen and Dongguan, with 17.5 million and 10 million people, respectively. China, the last major country to pursue a zero COVID policy, reported 1,437 cases. That's a four-fold jump in the last week. Jury selection has started in the trial of a man charged with killing former NBA player Lorenzen White, whose body was found in a swampy field 12 years ago in Memphis, Tennessee. Billy Ray Turner has pled not guilty to charges of first-degree murder and conspiracy and could face life in prison if convicted. Paul Hagerman said the trial is expected to take a week to 10 days. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Elections have consequences, as they say. That's what Kamala Harris cackled and said not too long ago.
Elections have consequences!
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We got a lot to discuss today. The Smollett verdict and the ramifications of that verdict. Jussie Smollett, folks, is the perfect leftist, and I will explain why. Perfect. You simply cannot get any better. If you want to study leftism, study Jussie Smollett. Doesn't matter when we bring him up, now and in the future, from the past, this is a metaphor for leftism that is so perfectly seasoned. Ooh, it tastes just like crow mixed with a little bit of turd. How much covering for Biden can one handle? I don't know. We're going to find out. I'm going to discuss some hecklers on an email thread. I've already talked about them a little bit. Joe hasn't written to me since. But anyway, they pretend to be obsessed with Trump. And I want to make a bigger point here. Bob, take notes. Bob is the guy that he wrote to me. He's a buddy now. And he says, part of my cigar club, the fellas. And Bob says, Kevin, I'm listening to your show and you say such profound things. And I said, Bob, take note. I don't know when I say profound stuff. For me, nothing I say is profound. I don't mean that I'm not trying to be self-deprecating. I know I'm smart, but I'm saying it just is what it is. It's conversation. But for you, you might be like, whoa, that is so deep. Doesn't seem that deep to me. A genius does not know he is a genius. Oh, wait. Let me cackle. Anyway. I mentioned... Did I finish it? Did I finish saying what I was going to say? I don't think I did. Because sometimes we geniuses will forget. Here's my point. There are people who pretend to be obsessed with Trump. They are not. Their obsession is to keep you from evaluating Biden. It's called a distraction. If I keep you fighting for, oh, Trump is my champion, man. Yo, man, don't you ever say nothing bad about... I'm not that guy. See, I'm the guy that goes, why are you always trying to talk to me about Donald Trump? He ain't your president right now. He got deposed in a coup. Why aren't you talking about your boy? You should be talking about Biden. We should be talking about Biden. You guys heard me say the other day, I said, anybody who tells you you should get rid of a warrior, a gladiator like Trump, and you believe it, they're not the fool. You're the fool.
Well, Kevin, I mean, Donald Trump, he's polarizing.
Who isn't polarizing?
Well, Kevin, Donald Trump, he does some things that just aren't...
Really? What has Biden done? What has Kamala Harris done? What has Nancy Pelosi done? You want to talk to me? Trump, he tweeted this. He made a message about this. Oh, so you don't agree with him all the time. Wow.
Yeah, well, let's depose him. Let's get rid of him. He's a warrior. Oh, Usain Bolt lost a race. You know what? I thought Usain Bolt was the fastest man in the world. He done lost a race? Shoot, I'm done with him. Yeah, have you ever stopped to think about the idiocy of your of the thought processes of people that say stuff like that? The people that write to me, Kevin, I don't agree with you on such and such, so I'm just letting you know I'm no longer going to follow your work. Well, screw you. Ask me if I care. First of all, if you really didn't want to follow my work, don't send me a note. Just go. Hey, let me ask you this. Does anybody listening to the radio program today think that I lose sleep when somebody leaves me? Do you think that I'm, oh my gosh, oh Lord. Let me tell you something. Our numbers are way down. I have lost hundreds of thousands, if not millions of followers because of Facebook and Twitter. I gave up a job on Fox News where I had millions of eyeballs on me. And you know what? They love my commentary. To this day, people still talk about it. I was out the other day and a guy said to me, man, I haven't seen you on Fox in a while. What's up with them? And I said, yeah, I got fired. He goes, what? Their loss. He still saw me. I didn't know who this dude was. He's like white, some white dude. I don't know what white people look like, you know. So I was like, I don't know you. He's like, well, I remember you. But the point is, I was willing to give it up. So what? Kevin, if you do this, this is a career-limiting move. Millions of people aren't going to see you. You're going to lose your... Okay, fine. You know what's more important to me? My four sons. The sons of everybody else that I know who are going to have to go through this gauntlet of Me Too BS. I don't care. Your paycheck isn't worth it. None of it. Get the step in, Fox News. Haven't been on since. Haven't watched it. Didn't watch it a whole lot before. Anyway, I mentioned Afghanistan in the last segment because Kamala Harris laughed at the idea that Americans were left behind. She had better things to do. Oh, just hold on a minute. How come I answer your question? I know there's Americans running for their lives over there and stuff, and they can't eat, and they're trying to get out. I mean, I get wow. How flippant. And that's the way they look at it. Yeah, look, I don't want to be one of these people that, a Navy SEAL every time somebody gets taken in a country or whatever. But we have hostages right now all over the world that Joe Biden can't get back. You're not hearing these stories. People that went over because they were with a mate who was Iranian or who was, Ukrainian or whatever, and they're stuck. Some of them are in jail. I ran across a story like that. I don't remember right off the top of my head, but my producers got it for me. But I mentioned Afghanistan, and here's what I want to ask you. Are you aware that the Taliban kidnapped some journalists in Afghanistan? So, in case you're wondering, why am I not hearing more about what's going on in Afghanistan? It's because the journalists were kidnapped. Yeah. Here, I'll talk a little bit about the story, because the next thing I want to tell you about Afghanistan is, guess what? The Afghanis are going door to door, hunting people down this very moment as Kamala Harris cackles. Biden's tuck, tail, and run strategy for evacuating Afghanistan has led to tons of stuff. Let me just say, this stroke of demented genius got 13 Marines killed, left an unknown number of Americans and Afghani partners behind, and the legacy continues. Another snafu. Two journalists working for the UN detained in Kabul with reports of at least eight other Westerners also detained. Two journalists with the UNHCR, that's a United Nations group, and Afghan nationals working with them have been detained in Kabul. We're doing our utmost to resolve the situation with others, according to the UN. You know who funds the UN the most? Us. You know who can't get those journalists back? I know I don't have to answer that, but one of them is a BBC reporter. His name is Andrew North. So, Joe Biden talks about partnerships. Well, Britain's a partner. Why can't he get the guy back? They said this, due to no media, no reporting by citizens, and suffocating atmospheric corruption, crime, and atrocities aren't well exposed. He also claimed, this is coming from a former vice president
Amrullah Saleh. He claimed that 8 Westerners were kidnapped by the Taliban. Won't say the nationalities, but they were kidnapped. You got to hand it to the Taliban as they have free will. No fake news allowed. And think about it. Joey Demento left $83 billion of U.S. military hardware, so they're ready to fight. They kicked Russia's butt. Now they publicly sodomized Joe Biden. Who dare fight these guys? And Joe Biden's proving, by way of Russia, it's okay to invade, it's okay to take over, it's okay to embarrass us, because all we're going to do is try to buy our way out with military equipment or money or ceding you property. You think Don Lemon or Anderson Cooper might do a remote from Afghanistan? I would love to see that. Let's just say both of these leftist eunuchs would need Bruce Jenner's non-used naughty bits to even consider it. But CNN and these other journalists, they do have their priorities, and helping kidnap journalists isn't one of them. But setting fake news of Russian narratives and telling us that, oh no, we don't have a bio lab over there and all that, that's part of their strategy. But here's what's worse, and I mentioned this. The Taliban is going house to house. This was from Reuters. They've been carrying out extensive house searches around the Afghan capital, according to residents, a policy the group's spokesperson said was to detect criminal activity, but some Western diplomat says no, they're targeting ordinary citizens. They said the search was part of a clearing operation, that houses were only raided if there was a specific report of possible criminal activity. In a war-torn country, there might be some criminal activity. Yeah, like the criminal activity of what? Being an American? The criminal activity of being somebody from the previous regime? Yeah, that's your criminal activity. But guess what? We don't get any news out of there because the journalists are too scared to go now. Same thing soon going to be happening in Ukraine. We aren't going to know anything that's going on. But do you ever really know with what they call media?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
More people are seeing that, yeah, affordable child care is a big deal. More parents are seeing the value of educators when they had to bring their kids and say, we're not paying them nearly enough.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. We're discussing The Cackler, the latest of supervillains that comes from the left, this one out of the Biden administration, joining the Joker, who happens to be her counterpart, her fearless leader, a.k.a. Captain Demento. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That was Kamala Harris cackling at parents who have to teach, who had to teach their children during the WooFlu scam. While we were continuing to fund this government for regular stuff and then tack on $6 trillion of unnecessary spending, because as I've told you, this whole WooFlu thing is a complete scam, There are people who disagree with me, but fine. I'm going to go into truisms another time on another show. We've talked about them before, but we've got a whole series of new ones. But there are people who don't believe that more people have been killed from the scam of Wu Flu in terms of the vaccines and the number of the body count than who've died from the actual vaccines themselves. They don't believe me. Because they haven't seen the data. See, these are folks that just are, quite frankly, misinformed. They aren't aware that you aren't getting the data. You got fake data on one end, and then you got fake data on the other. In other words, they don't tell you the number of people who died, and they certainly from Wu Flu, the actual number, and they certainly aren't going to tell you the number of people who died from this so-called vaccine. It was nothing more than a death poke. But going back to Kamala Harris, laughing at you. Laughing at you because you had to restructure your lives after paying thousands and thousands of dollars in taxes to send your kids to school. And then you had to restructure because you one of the parents had either decided they had to stay home or what if you were a single parent? What did you do? She's laughing at you. Oh, you see how hard it is now? No, we saw how hard it was before. And you know what else? It's become even harder because once you get your child back, you have to undo that education. How many of you know people that said, I don't even recognize my kid when they came back from college? How many? I know somebody. I bet you every one of us knows somebody or you are that somebody that went, I sent my kid to school. They came back a complete radical. I don't know where they learned this. And she's cackling, laughing. Anyway, here's the last one. 2.4 million people. I don't know what the number is now. It grows every day. But as I told you, the media isn't going to report to you and have that little ticker up there that says, this many Ukrainian refugees on the run today. They're not going to tell you that, but they'll tell you this many people got the vaccine. Or this many people died of Wu Flu, depending upon who's president and what the narrative is. I don't know if you guys saw the story. There's a leftist inside whistleblower, a journalist who said, who came out and said, look, I'm going to be honest with you. We fake it. People pay us to write what they want us to write, and we take the money. Don't believe me. Go look it up. Journalists being paid. They're being paid by filthy rich people. I told you guys, I won't say the name of the company because I'm under NDA, but years ago, I got a call from a friend. He says, hey, you want to write for this company out of D.C.? I said, what is it? He says, well, he goes, they send you a thing and they say, do you agree with this position? If you agree with it, he goes, you write a position on it, they'll pay you up to $5,000 or whatever. Now, you think about this. One article. So he and I, he's not a writer, so he asked me to write the article. We wrote the article. Now, we agreed with the position, but we wrote the article. We split $5,000. That's the most I've ever been paid to write a single article, 800-word article, expressing my views on a particular subject. And that's when it hit me. There are people that do this for a living. They call you up. They say, here's our position. You want the money? Now, in my case, if it had been something I didn't want to do, I wouldn't have written it. But because I agreed with it, I wrote the article. But how many people do you think would write whatever the heck you want for $5,000? And I'm going to bet you this. I bet you I was a chili pimp in terms of what me and my partner got paid on the article. I was a chili pimp. I bet you there are people that get paid $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 an article. But I got my $2,500. I was like, hey, call me up when they, I gave him a list of things I support. I said, call me up when it was the only time I ever wrote one. But it was eye opening. I'm going to bet you many of you don't know that that happens or you didn't know until now. That's the inside underbelly of this dirty business, folks. And here's the problem. Far too many people are willing to sell out. Let's get back to sell out Kamala Harris cackling about the refugees.
We'll be from Asma Khalid of NPR.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Vice President. I wanted
wanted to ask you about some reporting that my colleague here in Poland noticed. He recently spoke with the mayor of the largest border town, who told him that the refugee system is essentially not set up for this, that it will collapse. It's an improvised system that can work for maybe 2 weeks, but not indefinitely. And I'm wondering what the United States is going to do more specifically to set up a permanent infrastructure. And relatedly, is the United States willing to make a specific allocation for Ukrainian refugees? And for President Duda, I wanted to know if you think, and if you asked the United States to specifically accept more refugees.
Okay. A friend in need is a friend indeed.
Okay, so...
I want you to understand the backdrop of this. We've got a serious humanitarian situation, a war raging, created by her boss, the Joker, Joe Biden. And she's dispatched to go smooth things over, to make people feel good, like to assuage any angst they may have, to say, hey, look, we're all in this together, folks. We get it. And what does she do? The cackler says, make some stupid, nervous quip on a serious question. They're asking, we can only go a couple of weeks here, folks, of this type of incursion. I think they say there's over 50,000 people per day hitting the Polish border. I mean, you're not set up for that kind of infrastructure. Hardly any country is. And so she's being asked a serious question, and this woman cackles about it. And you can feel the tension in the room. You know, by the way, in many of the clips where she's cackling, you hear this like, because people don't know how to take it. Let me tell you how to take it. You have a fool who's playing vice president, who is no more prepared than the next clerk you go into at a 7-Eleven. Of course, it'll be Pakistani if you ask Joe Biden. No more prepared to lead this country, no more prepared to lead anything. And this is where we are. And one of the guys wrote this. He says, Harris then proceeded to make a joke. He says, it is an improvised system that may work for 2 weeks. And he repeats it, and he writes this. And he says, okay, Harris then said, and proceeded with a joke, letting loose deep laughter that seemed to continue for an awkward length of time. One report said it lasted 15 seconds. At least in our clip, it didn't, so it doesn't matter. George Papadopoulos, who used to do some work with Donald Trump, who got falsely accused of some nonsense regarding Russiagate, he commented, he says, discussing refugees is no laughing matter. When she laughs at this, Why she laughs at this is deranged, and that's what it is. It sounds like a madman. And we're not the only ones recognizing it. Trust me, folks, everybody is seeing Kamala Harris and the Biden administration for what they are. I would tell you, embrace this. Embrace it, because what we're showing is when you cheat to win, you aren't really winning. It's a temporary win. This is what we teach our kids. It's a temporary win, but it's going to get you. If you cheated to get a job, they will find out you're not the best person. Hollywood makes movies about it. Kamala Harris is the most ill-prepared vice president in the history of the Republic. Joe Biden is the most ill-prepared cheater president in the history of the Republic. And what's being vetted out by all of this? They're not ready. And the world's paying a price. This is not isolation here. The world's paying a price. Folks, be happy that Democrats are showing you their best.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.